So I saw you just a talking. Welcome to Just a Ticket, the bi-weekly Transport for Wales podcast. Today's topic of discussion is vegetation management. That's really important in the railway. And I'm pleased today to be joined by
Zoe Costas-Michael, Principal Ecologist at AMI Infrastructure Wales.
And
Laura Jones, Ecology and Biodiversity Manager at Transport for Wales.
Welcome both to the podcast. Before we start, do you just want to give a brief introduction about what you do, Zoe?
Yeah, so I'm the ecological lead for the Core Value Lines transformation. We undertake all the ecological surveys that may be badgers, bats, otters, anything that might be an ecological impact through the vegetation clearance process that is required to facilitate these works.
And yourself, Laura?
As the Ecology and Biodiversity Manager, my remit is across our operations across the entirety of Wales, but more specifically as well, specific projects. So Zoe and I work closely together, for example, on the CVL, making sure that in terms of ecology, we're doing what we need to be doing and according to best practice standards.
To kick us off, let's talk about vegetation management. For our listeners who don't know what it is, do you just want to explain what it is, Zoe?
So vegetation management is how we manage the vegetation across all the assets. So in particular, talking about the core value lines, the railway upgrades we have we're undertaking require electrification. That means that we need to remove a certain amount of vegetation to facilitate those works. That's not only pruning, it might be enhancement, replanting, creation of habitats and control of invasive plant species.
So obviously one of our main projects at the moment is building the South Wales Metro.
Yes.
In order to build the Metro, we've got to remove a lot of the vegetation around it.
Yeah, and that is also because of the electrification. So that requires a certain level of clearance. So that might be up to 6 metre clearance from the running rails or up to 9 metre clearance. That's for not only the electrification, but for health and safety reasons. So it poses a risk for the running of the trains for passengers' health and safety as well.
So what are the key reasons why we remove this vegetation? It's building the metro, Laura, but there's other reasons as well.
Yeah, so as Zoe said, it's part of it is to facilitate the electrification of the lines. But the other side to that, which is being done alongside and separately, is to do with the maintenance of our lineside assets. So in order to keep our railway safe, we have to remove vegetation. So for example, if it's too close to the line, or if the trees are dead, dying or diseased, or if some certain species there leaves cause low adhesion on the lines. So that hasn't historically been done quite to the level it should have been. So we're seeing some quite big changes alongside the CVL, where we're removing perhaps more than people are used to, but it's to do with health and safety and maintenance of our assets.
There's obviously a very detailed process that goes into this as well. Do you just want to talk a bit through that? Because sometimes I think a lot of people get the idea when we're building the metro, we're doing work on the railway, we just sort of go in and clear it. But also we've got you guys in there to sort of guide us on that. Do you just want to talk us through the process?
Yeah, of course. So it's all very strategic and planned out. There's no element of, you know, people just going on and doing things at the drop of a hat without any planning or survey. So in terms of both the vegetation management for health and safety and also for the facilitation of the electrification, we've got a set series of methodologies, best practice standards and protocols, not just for ecology, but lots of other disciplines as well. So we may take them quite some time before work in advance to do impact assessments, for example. We might do them right before work to double check that the situation is still the same before we start. And then we might be doing things whilst the works are actually happening to check that things are still appropriate to be doing so. And that, like I said, that includes ecology to make sure there aren't any actual wildlife impacts when we're working.
In vegetation management, we hear a lot about invasive sort of species. What do we mean by invasive species, Zoe?
So an invasive species could be an animal or a plant, and they've been introduced into the country. It's a non-native species that it might have been brought over here by human activity. And for example, the Victorians brought over a lot of plant species that looked pretty at the time, but actually cause harm to the environment. And that might be to the economy or to human health. An example of that is Japanese knotweed, also Himalayan balsam, both spread rapidly on the railway line. And those need to be managed because it does impact on our native species, but also there's the economy and human aspect of that there's an impact to.
So then there's a schedule of works to sort of keep on top of cleaning it. And
yeah, there'll be there might be a spraying regime, hand pulling regime to try and control that. And it takes a number of years to get those species under control.
So thanks for that introduction to vegetation management. Obviously, we get a lot of questions from the public around the work that's going outside and the vegetation management, and when they see different changes to the sort of the natural environment on the railway outside the house. So we've got a few questions here, sort of frequently asked questions that we get. So I'm going to pose them to you, and you can sort of deliver your answers, if that's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the first one is, why are you cutting down trees outside my house?
So first of all, as Laura has mentioned, historically, that 3 meter clearance that is required for the safe passage of the trains hasn't been maintained. So initially, the first 3 meters needs to be remain clear, and that is for the passengers, is for health and safety reasons. So people are, that's why you're seeing an increase in workers out on the railway line and a lot of vegetation clearance. But in conjunction with that, the electrification does require the extra clearance, and that is up to 9 meters in places, but up to 6 meters as standard. On top of that, there's a 45 meter angle that needs to be considered, and that is for the overhead line equipment. It can't come into contact with any vegetation. Obviously, it would be very dangerous. So that's why there's that extra layer of vegetation that needs to be removed behind people's houses. It's going to be obvious to people that are living nearby.
So the second question on the back of that would be, there will surely be a loss of local wildlife since TfW has started removing the trees. How are we making sure that the wildlife is protected, Laura?
So prior to doing any works at all, we'll do ecological surveys and assessments to understand fully what's there before we do anything. And then through that process in ecology, we then can work out if we need mitigation. So if there's an impact, what we're going to do to mitigate that. So that could be, for example, preferably avoiding the area altogether, or minimizing the area that we might be affecting, creating new habitats if we've lost it, or offsetting somewhere else. We also work very closely with NRW to secure protected species licenses when we need them. And also in terms of, as Zoe mentioned, about invasive species, we do surveys for those as well to make sure that those aren't spread during works.
I think that's a really important point, that the public understand that the local wildlife is something that's thought of in detail, and there's different things going on to protect it. It's not just being cleared.
Yeah, exactly. I completely understand when people might look outside and see trees coming down and there would be anxiety of have those processes been in place, because it's not always visible. But that the entirety of the CVL as part of the works for the electrification have been subject to that assessment. So everything has been assessed. Yeah.
The second thing is, and we all know this because I've been out on site actually for one of the vegetation clearings, a lot of this work takes place at night. Why are we doing this work at night?
The times that we're out on the lines will vary quite a lot. One of the predominant reasons why it's at night is due to health and safety. So obviously the railway is a dangerous environment to work in for our staff. So in terms of line closures and when we can work, so that would be night or on weekends typically. And if we are working at night, obviously that could be fairly disruptive, but teams have measures in place to minimise any disruption or noise as a result of that.
Yeah, that would be my second question. And what about the noise? But we've got different things in place to try and keep the noise to a minimum.
Yeah. So for example, once again, minimising the times that we'd actually need to be working. And if we've got equipment that's noisy, don't leave it running idle, turn it off, things like that.
And the work we can do in the day, because I've been out on site in the day, we do in the day as well.
Yeah.
So another one of the questions which would come from the public is, we're currently in a climate emergency. Surely cutting down trees isn't helping. How would you answer that?
So we're developing a vegetation management plan for the CVL as part of our climate change adaptation and resilience strategy. So same with ecology, that seeks to make sure that we retain vegetation where we can and where it's feasibly safe to do so. And like I say, is in line with actually what the standards have to be along the railway. And that's going to include things, for example, like if we're replanting or enhancing habitats to make sure that they are climate resilient as part of that. So as we've talked about, the works have to be done for the reasons of health and safety and to facilitate the works. But we've got measures in place.
And with the replant, so we've got different programs of replanting trees. If someone's to ask about the urgency, why can't they happen now?
At the moment, because we need to undertake the maintenance works and we need to do the further clearance for the OLE stanchions to go in, the overhead line equipment to go in, that work needs to be undertaken first to fully understand what is within the assets and what areas could be replanted. There's no point in going straight in and planting as much as we can when we might have to then go back into the same areas and we might have failures of the, of those areas that have been planted already. Once the asset is fully understood of what remains and what areas are available, there will be habitat creation. It might not necessarily be all on the line side. It might be connected habitat to make it to enhance the area locally. It will be in habitats that is more suitable for the species rather than just planting trees, because that isn't always the most benefit to wildlife.
And then a question on the back that maybe will you plant trees to screen overhead equipment or exposed acids?
No, we won't be replanting trees solely for the purpose of screening, no.
And you, I guess planting them in different places, you probably can plant them in better habitats anyway.
So in terms of, you know, things like replanting, I think one important thing to emphasise is it's only coming out where it needs to. So in terms of replanting it, that's very unlikely to be possible if it's come out for safety or to facilitate the works. But once the work's done, as Zoe said, once we have a grasp then of what we've got and where, we'll do it on a case-by-case basis, look at what we've got, look at what would be most suitable for that situation. So that would be looking at, as we mentioned, things like climate change and biodiversity, ground stabilization, all things like that, what will work best on a case-by-case basis.
And do we know yet what we will be planting or where we'll be planting it?
That will be looked at on a case-by-case basis, and as well it would be looking at other species that are like low-lying scrub that wouldn't interfere with those that equipment, and it would be looking at native species, double-checking that it's suitable for the amount of leaf litter that might fall, so there's no other health and safety issues, as the leaf litter can also cause an issue with stabilisation of trains running.
Great. Okay. Now, there's a few more questions from the public. I don't want you to feel like I'm being too heavy, but we sometimes have complaints in regarding pests where we're working. So what should people do if they see a rat?
Well, rats are extremely common. They're everywhere, especially in urban and rural areas. So, they're on the lines, they're in people's gardens. There is a chance that the works, for example, will displace rats temporarily. So you may see them. It may be a result of that. It may just be because they're around. Also possibly because more people are at home now working, they may see them where they hadn't before. But if they're on your property and you're concerned, you should contact your local authority who will be able to help you.
Okay, great. And then what about, also we've had some complaints about visible litter. So due to the vegetation clearance, we've cleared some of the vegetation and then people see litter. So how are we managing that?
So I think as a result of the clearance works, litter that was already there is becoming a lot more visible. So as we clear it away, litter that was dropped or was blown down into there is suddenly much more visible, so it looks it's more noticeable than it was before. So we will be clearing the litter on our lines. We have cleaning teams, so we'll be reporting it to them, and it may take some time to be able to do it because of all the other work elements going on, but they will be cleared.
Thanks for answering them questions from the public. Obviously, we've had a chance to pose questions to you. You deal with the public and dealing with the different questions quite regularly. Are there any points that you'd like to make about certain questions you get asked?
I think regularly we get asked why we're doing clearance in the breeding bird season. And as much as possible, we try to avoid the breeding bird season. But we do always have an ecologist on site to supervise the devegetation works, and they will check ahead of any vegetation clearance if there's any active bird's nests. And that's key in the public understanding that it's if those nests are active and in use by birds that they're protected. When there's inactive nests or there's no nests, we actually can go ahead and do that vegetation clearance as long as we have that competent ecologist undertaking those pre-work checks.
I think another important aspect just to note is that if we're talking about outside of the core valley lines, we as TFW do not undertake the vegetation management for that. So that would be Network Rail. So if anyone's got any queries or questions about that, that would be Network Rail they'd have to contact. But in terms of within the CVL, if the public do want to find out more information, they can visit our website at tfw.wales, and our stakeholder team will also, if there's works happening near to residents, they'll send out letters if it would be affecting you. And there's also links on there to show about planned works in your area if anyone did have any questions.
Yeah, so if anyone's any more information, check out our website and go from there. Well, thanks both for coming in and doing the podcast. It was a bit different to what we normally do because we asked you quite a lot of questions that were related to what the public would ask. But thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening today. If you've got any questions and anything we've discussed, please contact us on social media using the hashtag TFWPod.